Those that purchase the children for the purposes of sex slavery need you to believe that it's all baseless conspiracy theory. Let me say that again. The individuals that purchase children for the purposes of sex slavery need you to believe that it's all baseless conspiracy theory. The question is, how long will we continue acting like it is? Watch this.
How do we measure the innocence of a child's life? Would we measure it by value, by usefulness, or by fragility? Or is it the case that innocence is inherent and cannot be measured? Maybe there is no gradation, no gray area, no middle ground. Perhaps innocence either exists or it does not. Every day that we are allowed to enjoy the freedoms and pleasure this country has to offer, a growing number of children are having their innocence ripped away.
Under the federal law, anyone who recruits, patronizes, solicits a minor under the age of 18 for the purposes of a commercial sex act can be found guilty of trafficking. Upwards of 80% of all confirmed sex trafficking cases involve U.S. citizens, and up to 40% of those cases involve the sale of children.
Unfortunately, to some of our fellow countrymen, destroying the human spirit in a child is a worthy sacrifice for a lucrative and flourishing business. However, this goes well beyond the sickening perversion of the flesh. There exists an occultic evil that has been awakened. These demonically fueled agents of sexual abomination regard the bright light of innocence as a trivial and inconvenient flame that must be snuffed out. We must not close our eyes from the sting of the smoke any longer. It is time we look upon the smoldering ashes of what used to be our children, become properly horrified, and finally decide to adopt within ourselves an insatiable motivation to expel this scourge from our land. It's time to stop ignoring the desperate cries of our children.
On panel today, we have writer, director, and editor of Silent Cry, Mr. Josh Peck, and the executive producer of the film, Dr. Thomas Horn. But before we talk to our panel, we want to show you one final excerpt from the Silent Cry documentary showing more about this horrific evil. Watch this.
The ultimate agenda, I hate to be simplistic, but is to condemn the soul, is to put the soul into hell, keep it out of heaven. That's their ultimate agenda. But now let's look at the carnal, at the world. They're in the political system.
On page 294 of the report, Bobby, there's this, you know, it kind of jumps out of the page at you. It's titled Hillary Clinton and Foundation, Crime Against Children. Unrelated, Anthony Weiner texting 15-year-old sexually explicit initial analysis of laptop, thousands of emails, etc.
They're certainly in the religious system.
Pope Francis long knew of the cardinal's abuse and must resign, says Archbishop. On the final day of Pope Francis' mission to Ireland, as he issued wrenching apologies for clerical sex abuse scandals, could we all agree that rampant pedophilia in the Catholic Church is disturbing and a cause for real concern? In fact, the story is that he's long known of all of this and hasn't done much about it.
They're in the financial system. The fourth one is the entertainment system, which is what does Hollywood have to do with it? The satanic ritual abusers have used Hollywood from the very beginning to move forth their agenda, sexual perversion, anti-God. In Hollywood, for the past 30, 40 years, which, you know, I have witnessed from a distance, they do channeling. I mean, lots of channeling. I've made films with Academy Award winners, nominees, stars, and I've seen things that are horrific in this world of channeling. the most horrific thing that I've seen the after effects of in person. You would think I would say a child in a cage, or children, or people handcuffed and held prisoners for the purpose of abuse and as sexual slaves. You would think that. But it's not. The most horrific thing that I see in America is the acting out and the manifestation and the carrying on of satanic ritual abuse in homes today, right in front of our faces, and yet no one's acknowledging it. So you have a housewife that's a program multiple. I know, because I talked to a lot of them. I've interviewed many of them, and they're screaming out for help. And society's just marking them as a crazy person. They need to go off and get drugged and whatever. Yet living in their house is their husband, I've had in two cases, that was part of the satanic ritual abuse. So in other words, my answer is, what's the most horrific is that it's happening right here in our neighborhoods, next door. And nobody's acknowledging it. Nobody's standing up against it, especially the church.
Nancy Yarborough from Fresh Start Learning says this can happen to any family, in any house, in any neighborhood.
We always think that it's happening in a kind of like a traditional poverty issue. We forget that it happens to the vulnerability of a child. So that lies in the heart of any child.
And trafficking is starting younger and younger. The Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee says the average age of a victim is 13.
But we know that a lot more trafficking victims are starting to come up that are at least 11 and 12 years old.
Shanda Shear. Shanda was a 12-year-old girl that was met by, I think, four other girls about her age, maybe anywhere from 12 to, I think the oldest was 17. They were friends of hers, supposedly, and they asked her to come out with them. They were going to go riding around, you know, things that girls do, young teenagers do. But they decided they were going to take her, Shanda, up into the woods, put a blanket over, beat her to death, and set her on fire. Why? Because one of the girls accused Shanda of liking another girl and they were jealous. That's just the face of it. That's not what's behind it. It's demonic. Again, we're talking program multiple. You can't have four girls just go out and do this. I'm sorry. You might have one and you have three stopping, or you might have two and you have two stopping. All four falling into it. Shanda was my cousin, and just 4 weeks before that happened, I was looking at her beautiful brown eyes, so precious, you know, so innocent, and it's the last time I saw her alive until I got the phone call that what had happened. This was almost 30 years ago. I didn't know then what I know now, but now that I know what God has given me, and to, I believe, many Christians in this day and time, is that I look back and I say, no, this was these were demons. This wasn't four girls getting together and beating someone to death, setting them on fire. This was demons, satanic ritual abuse.
I think there's a few reasons why people, the common man might be deterred or disinterested from further investigating claims like this or the Epstein conspiracy. I think that people are deterred. They're scared of being labeled a conspiracy theorist. That's kind of just this broad stroke, general title that's been given to demonize anyone who would suggest anything really other than what the mainstream media is force feeding them. And people don't want to be labeled that among their friends. They don't want to be thought of as, you know, a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. And I think another reason too is they might feel like they don't really know where to start. There really is a lot of disinformation online. There's a lot of sensationalism. There's a lot of people not bucketing evidence correctly, or they'll find one or two pieces of suggestive evidence and come to a guilty verdict prematurely. And it kind of turns people off. Like, where do I go? Where's a reliable source where people aren't going to sensationalize these things for me, where I'm actually being given credible information? Another reason for the minority might be that they're scared to talk about it, especially on social media. That was the case for me. I was scared of what the implications would be if I posted this stuff. Would I start being surveyed? Would my house be surveyed? Would I be being tracked somehow? Would my conversations be monitored somehow? This stuff's not uncommon. You know, would I happen to just go missing or commit suicide if I started posting videos about this stuff?
Is the work dangerous? Yes, it's dangerous. Are we fearful? No, we're not fearful. And we're not, you know, boastful about anything. I'm just not going to give evil more time a day in sensationalizing what they're doing. One has to be vigilant. One has to be prudent about these things. You have to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, people who actually want to fight this crime to end it. I'm interested in a place, a country, a nation that is the greatest nation on earth, the United States of America, where freedom reigns, where every life has value, agnostic of their belief system, whether they believe what I believe or not, whether they affiliate with my political affiliation or not. We fight for every child, the Muslim kid, the Hindu, the Buddhist kid, the Christian kid, doesn't matter. Because we're doing it for the right reasons and we've got great support, we are confident that we're being smart about it, but we're not going to pull any punches.
And I really don't think that people have a hard time believing that it's likely, because the Epstein didn't kill himself meme is proof that the majority of people, especially in the online community, especially those who are active on social media, have a general understanding that world elites, people at very high levels of political power, have some kind of interest in sex trafficking rings or pedophilia or something to that effect. That's the reason we can all embrace the Epstein didn't kill himself meme and believe it. Nobody believes that official story. Nobody. We all know something fishy went on. We all know this. But we feel sometimes like we have to whisper about it to one another. We can't really be public and bold about it because of what the dangers may be in speaking out against it.
These kind of crimes only exist when it's allowed to exist. We're fighting a battle of good and evil. The battle is not in flesh and blood. It's spiritual. And so there is a defiance of God in our culture, in our country. And for those who are Christians who understand the word of God, this is where it's going. There is an ultimate spiritual battle over every single human being. A lot of these occults and their rituals, whether you are in the cabal or whether this is part of a sacrificial pact that people have to make in blood sacrifice in order to be a member of a certain society or a satanistic cult, there are sick people, very twisted people, that have made an absolute agreement with evil, like I've made an agreement with Jesus Christ. I've made an agreement with salvation. I've made an agreement that he died on a cross for me, that I am saved. There are folks in our nation and in the world that make agreement with the other guy. To ignore that fact or to think that it's just too grotesque to be real and just turn a blind eye is ridiculous, right? It's hypocritical, actually, because especially in the faith, in Christianity, say, well, if you're going to make an agreement that the blood of Jesus, by his blood, you're washed clean. Do not for one second think that the enemy that's against him does not want to blaspheme and use blood to perform other rituals. It happens in our nation, and it's happening on people's watch.
At this point, I was starting to feel really convicted. I mean, I'm talking to people who are on the front lines in this fight against this horrible evil. And I've heard of child sex trafficking before this whole endeavor, but I never really did anything about it. I largely ignored it, just like a lot of people out there today ignore it. It just felt like a topic or a cause that was too big for me. Yeah, I couldn't get my head around it. It's too disturbing, and I have kids. I just couldn't imagine all of that stuff. Well, I had a conversation with my friend Joe Horn, who helps run Whispering Ponies Ranch, and turns out he knew exactly what I was going through.
To me, the idea that a person could be so morally depraved, completely bankrupt of any humanity whatsoever, that you could actually take pleasure in the ritual abuse or trafficking of a child, to see a child suffer and to somehow that... Let me just say that for most normal people, it sends them into a delirious rage. For a lot of years in my own life, this whole conversation, pedophilia, the ritual abuse of children, was so overwhelming to me that it literally just kind of exceeded my threshold and would shut me down, emotionally shut me down. There was a time, I recall, my wife and I sitting at a church service where a missionary had come in and he was talking about this work that he was doing overseas in the proactive rescue of children that were being trafficked and abused. And I remember sitting there the whole service with a sense of guilt that I had never confronted the issue myself or done anything to assist ministries like this financially or otherwise. But I remember being so knotted up in my stomach, so overwhelmed by the prospect that the things he was alleging could be done to children were happening. It was so overwhelming emotionally that I didn't do anything proactive at the time. I remember thinking, Lord, I'm so grateful for ministries that do that, but as a father of four, I just cannot allow my brain to dwell upon these things. It's just beyond my ability to reconcile how a person becomes such a monster and is capable of the types of things that this minister was sharing, that other than being emotionally overwhelmed, I just kind of put it on the shelf. I'm thankful this is somebody else's ministry, but I myself don't even know where to begin in my pursuit to do anything about it. Therefore, I'm going to focus on the ministries that God has called me to do. And as I look back, I feel like that was a very convenient, almost kind of cowardice place to land. And one day, after we had our own guest on Skywatch TV, Opal Singleton, she's an expert in how pimps profile teenagers, grooms them for the use of trafficking and the exploitation of sexual abuse.
You know, 60% of kids in prostitution come from foster care. The FBI will tell you there are more than a million predators online at any given time. They're really looking for somebody who's sexually active, you know, if you kind of put something out there, because you're easier to kind of lure in. It depends on whether they're looking to hook up to exploit you or to groom you to put you into prostitution. And believe it or not, that is the bulk of the ways that human trafficking is happening. In Southern California, you know, most of our kids never ever thought of themselves as ending up in prostitution, but they get lured in and then it all changes very quickly for them.
I was really grappling with the subject material again. Lord, this is so beyond my threshold. I can't spend my daytimes thinking about this stuff. It's beyond what I can do physically, emotionally. My threshold is spent. But it was like the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and he said, yeah, but you know what, Joe? Your unwillingness to confront this issue doesn't make it any less real, and it doesn't help the victims of its abuse. That download trumped any of the feelings that I had felt before about being overwhelmed and paralyzed, and I had to become proactive. I could not just cheerlead for those who are confronting this problem from the sidelines anymore. Lord, what can I do? How do I get engaged?
Talking with Joe really helped get my head around this whole thing. You know, the only reason child sex trafficking has been allowed to continue is because people ignore it. So this was when the most important part of this whole puzzle presented itself.
We're making the Silent Cry film available to you with some never-before-released extra bonus materials that aren't available anywhere else. And when we come back, we're going to talk with the director and producer of the film about what we can do from home to combat this problem. A child who is trafficked is sexually abused on average 5 to 15 times a day, and only 1% of these crimes are ever reported. This unimaginable darkness must be stopped. And right now, we want to invite you to join us in the fight to end child sex trafficking. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Silent Cry Help the Children package. When you order the groundbreaking new feature documentary movie Silent Cry from film visionary Josh Peck, you'll learn firsthand from the world's most renowned experts in the fields of trafficking, pedophilia, and Satanism how Hollywood elites are actively engaged in the sexual exploitation of children, why the mainstream media and culture are attempting to normalize pedophilia, why we can't depend on the government to eradicate this ever-present evil, and what the risks are to you, your family members, and communities. Plus, the lead authorities from the Silent Cry movie are back in the never-before-released Covert Investigation on DVD, featuring pivotal, never-before-seen commentaries that couldn't be included in the original Silent Cry film. From cases of demonic possession to satanic perversion, experts on the front lines discuss the worst crimes fathomable being committed against the most innocent amongst us. You'll also receive the brand new MP3 audio series on CD, A Cult of Perversion. In this explosive series, experts like Russ Dizdar, William Ramsey, and others share extremely sensitive research into the most perverse evils plaguing our country now, proving through over 12 hours of content that believers must combat this spiritual malevolence for the sake of our children. This incredible package also includes the never-before-released DVD Fake News or Hidden Truths. Join investigative researcher Stephen Bancars as he guides you through the most current research into the Pizzagate scandal. Is it all conspiracy? Who is involved? How does it pertain to events unfolding right now? Stephen shares explosive new revelations on the subject that have come to light since Pizzagate first broke and haven't been revealed to the public until now. Finally, the paradigm-shattering audio series by Dr. Thomas Horn himself, The Hidden Occultism of Epstein's Orgy Island. What demonic atrocities were going on at Epstein Island? And who were the high-powered individuals involved in some of the darkest occultic activities the world has ever witnessed? The contents of this mind-boggling three-part exclusive MP3 audio series comes directly from the private vault of Dr. Thomas Horn. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $135. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. An excess of 500,000 children are being trafficked every single day in our country alone. Now is the time to take action. 100% of the profits from your donation for the Silent Cry Help the Children package goes directly to Whispering Ponies Ranch, a safe haven where children who have been abused in unimaginable ways can find rehabilitation and healing in Jesus Christ. The Silent Cry Help the Children package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985. Well, welcome back. As usual with these shows, we are almost out of time, so I'm going to jump right into the first question. Josh, the people watching this program just witnessed an excerpt from the film where I'm talking about how emotionally shut off I was at the very notion that this kind of stuff could be happening, and really just overwhelmed with where I would start. How would I, as Joe Horn, the civilian, ever do anything to change the needle on this at all? And how God eventually tapped me on the shoulder and he said, Joe, your unwillingness to confront this issue doesn't make it any less real, and it doesn't help the victims of its abuse. And that download just it just annihilated my sense of unwillingness, and it became more important that I do whatever I can. Mm-hmm. And that was when Tom and I collapsed this way down, but that's when Tom and I said, you know, we're going to start really advancing Whispering Ponies Ranch. We're going to do a lot more with the program. We're going to go to a 10 out of 10 as God permits us financially and everything else. If a person's watching these last 3 weeks, and they're where I was, and it's been really tough to watch this three-week journey, and they're at that point, they're at that teetering point where they feel convicted or compelled or moved but don't know where to start, Josh, what can they possibly do What advice can you offer?
There's a lot of great things that people can do. Most of them are outlined in the movie, but I can say a couple quick things. First, our media, social media and mainstream media, is filled with two kinds of people. Either people who don't want to discuss this issue at all,
right,
or people who are so willing to go in every sensational direction they can that,
right,
you can't trust anything they say. So,
right,
we have to be sure that we're getting accurate information out there. Even something as simple as posting an article can make a big difference, as,
right,
long as the article is factual, so we don't give people an excuse to throw us into the,
right,
baseless conspiracy camp. So, and when you do that, hashtag silent cry will go a long way in helping get this topic trending. It's more than just,
exactly,
trying to promote a DVD. It's trying to promote,
right,
accurate information. That's one thing we can do. Another thing we can do is refuse to contribute to the over-sexualization of our culture and,
absolutely,
our entertainment. So you can vote with your dollar. Don't get,
right,
movies if they have sexually explicit material. We talked in the first program about the dangers of pornography, and people can go back, because I know we're limited in time, can go back, watch that if they missed it. So there's several things like that that we each can do, but it all revolves around getting a hold of accurate information, and that's, Silent Cry is a great place to start for that.
Tom, I know this is going to be difficult to ask, but in 30 seconds or less, 30 seconds or less, how did this project impact you?
Well, it impacted me in, of course, the most meaningful ways. This began years ago with me and Nita seeing the Royal Family Kids camps and how they help these kids, and then deciding in retirement that,
right,
we were going to build a place, which turned out to be Whispering Ponies Ranch. But I would like to tell the audience there definitely are tangible things that you can do. Number one is educating yourself. What Josh Peck was just talking about is very important. Don't hide your heart. Don't put your head in the sand regarding this issue. This is literally the biggest pandemic,
absolutely,
on earth today, is the sexualization of children. Our children are being lost. The whole culture is being trafficked,
yeah,
as a result of what's happening. So the Bible makes it clear that without knowledge, people perish. Of course, Joe explains that in the film. Burying his head didn't help him at all, as you saw in the clip a moment ago. So educate yourself. You can start by getting the film Silent Cry. Mm-hmm. Every dime of profit goes to help children who have been sexually abused, trafficked, and otherwise harmed at no cost to them or their counselors whatsoever. Secondly, though, you can also help educate others. You could get this documentary film, do a study in your home, do it,
right,
in your church,
right,
do it on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm,
night. I one time rented a school gymnasium.
Yeah.
And I played a film, and people gave their lives to the Lord as a result of that.
Right.
So there's things you can do. Of course, support Whispering Ponies Ranch.
Yeah, this week alone, we've already had churches contact me and let me know they're playing this in their youth group. Phenomenal way to educate young people. Friends, we are out of time. If you've been following this investigative series, then you know now that this problem will only continue to worsen, save for our pushing back. Children are suffering. And each one of us bears a personal responsibility to fight this evil. Make sure that you get your copy of the Silent Cry film and bonus materials from the Skywatch TV store and join us in this fight against child sex trafficking. Together with Jesus on our side, we can transform this world into a place that values and cherishes the most innocent amongst us. For Josh Peck and Tom Horn, I'm Joe Horn, and this is Skywatch TV.